Welcome to the Venus Index Podcast. I'm John Barbon, and with me is Ioana Tarse, and she came in second place in the Venus Transformation Contest. If you're listening on iTunes, go over to venusindex.com and check out her pictures. And we were just talking that you never even wanted to, you never were a workout person before this, were you?
Hello, John. Yes, it's true. I never was a workout person.
All right, well, explain that.
Yes. Well, I always had a good body figure, let's say it. I never felt bad in my own shoes. Mm-hmm. And I never tried to work out or to get in better shape. I never thought it was even possible, but now that I discovered the Venus, I see it is. And it's not very hard. This is the fun part of the thing, that it was not hard.
So what did you think of the changes that you made?
I was really impressed. I was not seeing changes, you know, during the contest. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't take pictures. I just took some measurements. I didn't feel different, but I was feeling on my clothes that started to be a little bit loose here and there. Mm-hmm. And yes.
So you're pretty happy with your before and afters?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And so is this the first, like, organized workout program you've ever done?
Yes. It's the first workout I ever had. I mean, I've tried, not did, but tried with some, I don't know, half a kilo dumbbells and just throw them away because I thought, this is stupid. I'm not going to do anything good with them. And went to some aerobic classes and Pilates and... But I got bored really fast.
So it just wasn't
yeah.
for you.
Yes.
So why this time?
Well, actually, my boyfriend introduced me to the Venus Index. He showed me the pictures of the winners and before and after, and I was really impressed. And I thought to myself, wow, maybe I can look that good too. Even though I never had problems with looking in the mirror. Mm-hmm.
So it's something you just figured, why not give it a shot?
Yes, yes.
So what was the first workout like?
Oh, it was horrible. It was the worst experience, one of the worst experiences in my life. I went to the gym, you know, got the workout suit and everything, mm-hmm. and started doing the first exercises, you know, the first day of the first week of the program. Mm-hmm. And it was so hard. I was sweating so bad. I couldn't do one push-up. So I was like, ah, oh, this is so... Even, you know, the simple ones where you keep your hands on the bench, mm-hmm. and they're the easy ones. I couldn't do... I first workout, I did 7, and it was so hard for me. And I started feeling muscles I never thought I had.
Mm. So did you get sore?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So, okay, so then how long was it until you were getting used to it?
I think after 2 weeks when I started feeling more comfortable, being able to do all exercises in the series, and mm-hmm. yes.
And then by the end, was it just a habit? It was easy?
Yes, it was easy. Started increasing the weights, and yes.
So then, go ahead.
I couldn't imagine that I could lift, you know, 1 kilo in one hand and make, or 5 at the end of the program. I was lifting 5 for each hand and making all kind of all series of the exercises. It was really fun and really cool.
So are you pretty? So were you surprised at how quickly you adapted?
Yes, yes. And now how my strength in my arms and in my body turned really, really, really quick.
Yeah, that happens to beginners. They don't. I don't think you probably didn't know that going in, but beginners gain really fast. Like the strength comes really fast.
Yes.
So did you? So you've never read about diet or fitness before, did you, or like read anything?
No.
Or? No, you didn't.
Well,
care.
I read diet, but I always said, this is stupid. You cannot have diet while eating, you know, because all kind of diets I read about, you eat all you want, but you have to eat that and that and that and specifics. And I never was a big fan of dieting.
So,
especially that I like eating everything.
Right. So you won't want anyone telling you certain foods you can or can't eat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what did you do for dieting for this?
Well, I didn't do a lot of dieting, especially because I got, after the first month, I started the training. Well, I was home, I was cooking, especially soups. I think they're lighter and keep better shape of your body. But after 1 month, I got transferred to another city with a job. I'm customer service, so I had to go every night to dinner with the customers and try different restaurants, different specifics, Turkish and Lebanese and, you know, whatever. It was... I almost couldn't diet at all. I was dieting during the day because I had a really nice salad for breakfast and sometimes skipping lunch, but dinner, which is the hardest meal to have for a big meal, you know, I always had it.
Right, so you tried to keep it light during the day because you knew you were going to have to go out for dinner.
Yeah, yes, yes.
And that was for the whole second half of the contest?
Yes.
Okay.
Second. One third I was doing okay, and the last two thirds were like, yeah.
So did you add in any extra exercising, or did you just leave it at
yes.
the Venus workouts? Okay.
No. I was jogging.
Cardio.
And with exercise, it was hard to find the gym when I came here. All of the gyms I visited were not really nice.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a balance ball and two dumbbells, and I started working out in the hotel room every night. Yeah.
All right. So you
almost
really just
every
had,
night.
Okay. So you just had to figure it out as you went.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's...
It was not really the type of workout you would have, but I improvise, you know.
Yeah, as close as you could get, right? It's well,
yes.
do the best you can when you're on the road. A lot of people
yes.
get stuck in that situation. And so, okay, and then so for your, who did your photo shoot?
My boyfriend.
Okay, they look really good. Like, did you guys just put that together at your house, or what'd you do?
Yes. He prepared everything. We got camera from his brother, which is a semi-profi device, and we started some trials first, and then, okay, we have the good light because it was natural light. It was actually on our apartment's balcony.
Oh, really?
Yes, because we wanted natural light. We thought it would be better for mm-hmm. the pictures.
And
I forgot about dieting. The last week of the contest, it was before exactly the week before Easter, and I got the chance to diet. Diet, you know, as an eat, stop, eat. I read the book that you gave me, and I have some ideas about it. I don't know if I fully understood it. But, I stopped eating from Monday lunch and to Thursday night I had dinner.
Oh,
and
wow.
I was only eating some oat biscuits and water and tea. A lot of water and a lot of tea that covers the hunger feeling that it was very hard for me because I never liked that feeling. I told you I like food, I like to eat, so whenever I'm hungry, and I like cooking. It's a passion of mine, and whenever I have good food, I eat a lot. So it was really hard, but I discovered that, you know, as hard as it may seem at first, you know, the first few hours of hunger, you know, are really hard, but when you get over that, it just, you go with it.
Mm-hmm. You just coast. So were you surprised that that was going to happen? Did you know that that was going to happen?
Oh, yeah, and I haven't finished. And then after Thursday night, I had dinner. Friday morning, I had the breakfast at the hotel. And then I stopped eating again till Sunday when we took the pictures. Mm-hmm. So it was, yeah, it was 1 week. But what I noticed is that the muscles that I was building were not that obvious until that last week when I started losing the fat, you know.
Right, right. Yeah, it sort of, that happens to a lot of people, that they don't notice till the very end.
Yes, it was really nice.
So are you going to continue now that you're sort of, you've been working out for a few months, are you going to continue?
Yes, of course. Of course. Now we have a good weather. We have spring. It's already, last few weeks we had plus 30, plus 31 Celsius, and really nice weather, jogging almost every evening. Yeah, it's really nice.
Okay.
I actually enjoy working out now.
So that's a big change, right, considering you used to think it was stupid.
Yes. Well, you live, you learn.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you like it now. Okay. So what's your next goal? Just to maintain your, like, get stronger. What do you want to do?
Yes. I would like to enter the next contest to have another motivation to go on with it. And yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, I guess that this, you want to
finally
get on the
yeah.
You want to get on the challenge this time, right?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
This
Did
is
you
my
do
next
that?
Goal.
It was
yes,
it, really?
I have. Yes.
Okay.
I'm preparing because now this weekend I'm going home to my home city, and we are preparing to get the pictures for the before pictures.
Oh, okay, great. You know what I just thought of? Because you're in Romania, right?
Yes.
I was thinking all the different people who make it on the calendar, we should put up like the flag of where they're from too. That would be cool.
Yes, really nice. I would love to have the flag of my country.
Yeah. Oh, man. And then I just had another thought, maybe like a location picture, like somewhere that's like...
Yes.
You know what I mean? Huh.
Yes, I know, answer. I know. I can make, I can take pictures for the contest in front of the Dracula Castle.
Yeah, like something
I know, it's
cool.
Really famous. Yes.
Yeah, that, I just thought of that right now as I'm talking to you. We might have to add that in. Besides like an actual photo shoot, we might actually want to put one of those in too. That would be cool. Because this is, I don't know where I'm going with this. It's my first shot at this calendar thing. So any ideas would be cool. But yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah, we're gonna have to do that. Okay, so that's a great goal. So what would you say to other people who have never worked out before and think it's dumb? What would you say to them?
Yes, well, to just give it a try. It's not hard. What I liked about the program is that the exercises are not the traditional ones that we, I don't know how it is in America or in other countries of Europe, but here in Romania we have, you know, the abs. You need to do 200 abs to get a good six-pack or whatever, you know, and to lift a lot of weight. You see a lot of men that are really big and strong, but I like that the exercises were different, you know, were not the traditional ones that you
would think
yes.
Mm-hmm. And then just do it, right?
Just do it, just try it. If you don't like the dieting, if you don't like some of the exercises, improvise, go with it, be a little, you know, creative and try to do what's good for you, because I don't think that it's, you know, we just have to do it by the book every time. This is my opinion. If something doesn't feel right for you, just improvise, go with your feelings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, the workouts are the best pattern I can lay out, but sometimes a certain exercise won't feel the best. So yeah, you got to work around it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's good. Do you have anything else? Do you want to leave it at that?
I think it's a great program. So good luck with it. I already recommend it to a few of my friends. They would like to buy it. So
that's great. Well, maybe they'll enter the contest too.
Yes.
You could be their coach.
Or maybe we can make it even more interesting and make a bet on who's going to get first. Or
oh, that's a good idea too. Oh yeah. People are going to start gambling on this.
Well, it was a strong motivation, because my boyfriend said, "Okay, we enter the contest, and no matter how good or bad you do, we enter the pictures." You know, so it was like in my mind was something was triggered. You know, because I had to do good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's the thing, right? You just got to do it. You can't like second guess along the way. You're either in or you're out. There's no.
Yes.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter, because you can always enter another one.
Yes, this is the best part.
Yeah.
And even if you don't do very good, you will still see the differences. And I'm sure. Even if you don't do all the dieting and all the exercises, I'm sure you will see the differences on your body.
It was
really great.
Yeah, you don't have to be perfect.
Yes.
Yeah. No, that's good advice. All right. Well, that was a good call. So, thanks for being on the call, and congratulations on placing. And
thank you.
Yeah, and I'll be excited to see where you get to in the next competition.
Oh, yes. I'm excited, too.
Oh, yeah. It'll be good. All right. So for Ioana Tars, I'm John Barbin, and that's your Venus Index Podcast.